আগামী 2 জুলাই অস্ট্রেলিয়ার ফেডারেল নির্বাচন। এই নির্বাচনকে সামনে রেখে বাঙালি অধ্যুষিত এলাকার নির্বাচনী প্রার্থীদের সাক্ষাৎকার গ্রহণ করা হয়েছে। ধারাবাহিক এই আয়োজনে আজ প্রচার করব গ্রিনওয়ে লেবার প্রার্থী মিশেল রোল্যান্ডের একটি সাক্ষাৎকার। শ্রোতা বন্ধুরা, সাক্ষাৎকারটি SBS হিন্দি অনুষ্ঠানের এক্সিকিউটিভ প্রোডিউসার কুমুদ মেহরানি গ্রহণ করেছে। সাক্ষাৎকারটি ইংরেজিতে ধারণ করা হয়েছে।
We're speaking to Michelle Rowland, MP, who's standing in the elections for the Labour Party from the electorate of Greenway. Welcome to the Hindi SBS radio program, Michelle Rowland.
Thank you very much, Kumud.
Tell us something. Your area is a very multicultural area, and you have a variety of multicultural ethnic communities living here. So what are your plans to enhance multiculturalism, and do you have any special proposals to establish an office for multicultural matters?
You're absolutely right that we are one of the most diverse parts of not only Sydney but all of Australia. And we have migrants who came here 50 or so years ago, so we call them quite established now, obviously, people from, for example, Maltese or Italian or Greek backgrounds. And we also have some relatively new arrivals, including from the subcontinent, and within that, people from a diverse range of cultures within the subcontinent, be it Tamil, be it Sinhalese, Gujarati, and so forth. Sikh, of course. I mean, the largest surname in the Blacktown local government area is, in fact, Singh. And it's important, I think, to recognise the similarities and differences of their needs. Firstly, you ask about an Office of Multiculturalism. One of our policies is to establish an Office of Multicultural Affairs. This did exist under the Hawke governments, but was taken away by successive governments since. And I think one of the key elements that's been missing is this. We often have leaders talk about the benefits of multiculturalism, espouse what a multicultural nation we are, but we don't have multiculturalism at the centre of our economic decision-making in this country. Sometimes, to be quite frank, it seems as though multiculturalism is one of those issues that's tacked on to the end of some policy matters or sometimes forgotten altogether. In areas, for example, of aged care, mental health, family violence. It's only now that I think that mainstream politics is starting to realise that these are the sorts of issues that need to be considered across cultural boundaries. And I think the way that we do that is by making multiculturalism front and centre of our economic decision making. Not only social, not only cultural, but economic. So the Office of Multicultural Affairs will have a task of overseeing government policy that it's developed in a way that caters to the needs of our multicultural country. And let's remember, 1 in 4 Australians was born overseas. That was still a fact in 1901 when we became a nation. But the only difference now is that 1 in 4 is drawn from every corner of the globe and not just certain parts of Europe. So I think it's high time that we did do something that very closely focuses on economic inclusion for our multicultural society. And I think the way we do that is by specifically investing in good policy analysis, evidence-based policy, and making sure that we don't leave out that very important element of catering for every Australian.
Talking of multiculturalism and your electorate, you spoke of economic policies, making them inclusive. So as you know, multicultural people, most Australians, in fact, but more so people from the subcontinent, are very family oriented. Now, I believe Labour is going to have some cuts to family tax benefits. How is that going to affect families in your area?
Well, firstly, it's unfortunate that these changes came about primarily as a result of the 2014 horror budget. They are part of these cuts that unfortunately are still sitting in there, but for a range of reasons, including the fact that the government couldn't get it through the Senate, are still on the books. Now, we've had to make some very difficult decisions as an opposition, and it is quite unconventional for an opposition to come out so early with its costings, not only for budget repair, but also to prioritise the things that we know are important to our communities. So I would temper that question by saying this also. This election is about choices. And I know that that great social contract between people who choose to become Australian citizens and make Australia their home, raise their families here, that great social contract is that their children will have a life better than they themselves had. And the key to making that happen is through education. Now, we are choosing to invest. Unlike the current government, we are choosing to invest in education for every child in every school. Now, we can talk all we like about an innovation boom, the importance of innovation, but unless you have an educated community, unless it is done in such a way that every child is given an education based on their need, then that is simply not going to be realised. So we have made the decision that we will fund the final 2 years of what's commonly known as the Gonski funding package in the Your Child, Our Future policy that we announced some time ago, because elections are about choices. We choose to invest in education. We also choose to invest in the health of our families. Medicare and healthcare is front and centre at this election. We cannot have a situation where people end up having to fork out $20 or in the vicinity of that every time they need to go and see a doctor. And it is not just the Labor Party who is saying this, it's the doctors themselves, because the current Medicare rebate freeze is actually going to force doctors to do this. It's also going to force up the price of prescriptions. It's going to make us an unhealthier society that's not focused on very important issues such as preventative health. So we have made these choices to invest in families, in their education, in their healthcare, but also to ensure that we have a society that's equipped for the future and that we have that policy response that speaks to the needs and the aspirations of people from multicultural backgrounds.
এতক্ষণ মিশেল রোল্যান্ডের সঙ্গে সাক্ষাৎকারটি শুনলেন। সাক্ষাৎকারটি গ্রহণ করেছিলেন SBS হিন্দি অনুষ্ঠানের এক্সিকিউটিভ প্রোডিউসার কুমোদ মেহরানি।